Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping us in a time that we need to be kept, Father, in your perfect peace and in your perfect care, God. We ask you to bless those, Father, that's less fortunate than us, Father. Those are still struggling through the storms. Those are still struggling with drug addiction. Those are still struggling with alcoholism. Those are still struggling with mental issues. Those are still struggling with their minds, God. Those are still thinking, Father, that there's no way out, Father. Send someone their way, Father, to tell them of the goodness of the Lord. Father, we just want you to continue to comfort your people with your word. Use us, Father, to do what you have called us to do from the beginning of time, God. We thank you and we glorify you and we lift you up because we love you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and yes, I, if nobody else, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I just want to read us a scripture real quick before we get into our inspirational music, our inspirational Holy Ghost Friday party. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just going to read this scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. So reach out to someone else. Say a prayer for someone. You know somebody might be struggling. Somebody might be going through. Somebody might just be having a bad day. And they don't even have to be having a bad day. They just pray. Let us just come together and just pray. Let the prayers go up. Let the prayers rise to the heavens. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory of the Lord. Yesterday I was thinking, oh, thinking about you, reminiscing about the good times, all the bad times you brought me through. In the midst of them all, you were always there for me to remind me that I can make it on my own. When I felt all alone, you were there beside me. In the midst of my song, you called the raging sea. How can I repay you for the protection that you give? Made a decision for you, I'm gonna live. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Gonna make it up for you. Oh, you've been good to me.
Good to me.
So very good.
So good.
I wouldn't change nothing for my journey. No, made a decision, Lord, for you I'm gonna live. I'm sometimes down, oh, but you never let me feel as if I was nothing, for you're always around to lift my bowed down head, to fill my heart with gladness. With you in my life, it makes a living worthwhile. So for the rest of my life,
for the rest of my life,
said I'm going to make it up. Ooh, you've been good to me.
Good to me.
So, so very good.
So, so good.
I've been so saving up, no, for my journey now, no. Made a decision, Lord, for you I'm gonna live up. For the rest of my life,
for the rest of my life,
said I'm gonna make it up to you. Put your hands together in here. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Send us the way that I'm gonna leave, the way I can leave. No, no, no.
I don't
wanna
live this.
I don't wanna hear this life.
Don't wanna live this.
I can't make it be without you, Lord. throw in the towel. But when I feel like I'm losing this fight, consolation from heaven comes clearly to me to remind me, to remind
me
that nothing else matters than seeing you, Jesus, seeking the Master, the one who reigns over my life. Nothing else matters than seeing you, Jesus. Just to sit at your feet, hear your voice clearly speak, lift me out of sleep, for in you I'm complete. It reminds me that nothing else matters. Oh, nothing. And there's so many mountains discouraging you. Just don't focus on yesterday's loss. Consolation from heaven will come clearly to you. Consolation from the Father, it will come to you. Consolation from the Father, it will come to you. To remind you, to remind you that nothing else matters than seeing you, Jesus, oh Lord, seeking the Master, yeah, the one who reigns over my life. Nothing else matters, oh yeah, than seeing you, Jesus. Just to sit at your feet, hear your voice release, lift me out of sleep, for in you I'm complete. It reminds that nothing else matters. Broken before you, I need to receive a present from heaven, and I will not leave till you touch me, oh Lord, I pray. I need you every day with all of my heart. I believe that you are all I ever wanted. You're all I ever need. Nothing else matters. I'm seeking you, Jesus. Seeking the Master. Oh,
heaven smiles upon your broken worship. Pour it out, pour it out. Jesus knows just how much it cost you.
He is here, always here. I know we're not supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do the
and after all that
got a story to tell you.
Welcome, 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 welcome to MCI Ministry Radio with the pastor's bar, Pastor Matthew McNeil, and Apostle Dr. Carolyn McNeil. We thank God for you, you, and you. This is our announcement on, we got some special things coming up, which is going to be so awesome and explosive. Amen. We had a three days of the Great Awakening Revival, the Blazing Altar, y'all. God has given us a fresh wind, a fresh breeze, and fresh revelations to bring the word to you. So on Monday night, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. This is our three-day revival. Come on, we gather all the people. Let them know that we are in revival on MCI Ministry Radio. So again, on Monday night, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on Monday at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, we got Bishop Thurman Butler at 6 p.m. Come on, we're going to do the Blazing Altar. We are in revival, y'all. So Bishop Thurman Butler all the way from Richmond, Virginia. And also the last day, which is on Wednesday, will be me, Dr. Carolyn McNeil at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. Give somebody else the number. Let them come on. We are looking for a high time in the Lord. And remember, distance is not a barrier. You can get the same thing on MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. So we thank God for that. Also, we are listeners supported. So when you listen, you can support the ministry. Sow a prophetic seed into the ministry that we can go further into the work of the Lord. It's many things that we want to do, many things that we want to accomplish through MCI Ministry Radio. This is a ministry that cares about God's people. We love you. We love you. We love you. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. So I want you to be blessed. Give them the number. You be the evangelist. You be the supporter. You be the uplifter. You let God use you. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, hallelujah, we'll be back with the same days of going back into ministry. So just be a support, and we're going to continue to give you updated information, give you updated people that's going to come on, that's going to share the word with you. We're looking for a fresh word, fresh revelation, and a newness, and a new walk, a new talk with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we bless God for you, you, and you. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. How many know? How many know? When the name of Jesus, just the name of Jesus, just the name of Jesus, something starts to happen. When you're in the atmosphere of people talking about Christ, something starts to happen. There are breakthroughs. You ever be around people, you be walking and shopping and doing something, and you see just two or three people talking about the goodness of the Lord. You ever notice it seems like you just died, like you just pulled right into it? That's because God has already set up a place for us to come and get fed, that he has already set that up for that particular time. He knew what your needs were, and what it is his name. When we hear his name, something about the spirit man, it automatically just take over. It automatically, it's like Jesus is like a spiritual magnet. When we hear the goodness of the Lord, when we see the manifestation of the goodness of the Lord, when we see something that we know only Jesus could make happen, our spirits rejoice. That's why we get so excited when you hear other people even talking about God, when you hear other people even talking about the love of the Lord, what God has done for them. When we hear his name, something begins to happen.
Because anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's There's something about that name that wants you to listen to it. Let's let the Lord bless us in this song. felt that. Hallelujah.
Your way, but I want everybody to stand up in the place. How many saved and sanctified in this place? Oh, that sounds kind of weak, y'all. How many is really saved and sanctified? And you're not ashamed about it. Look, turn around and tell somebody I'm saved. Can I teach you a song real quick? Real simple song. Real simple. Real simple. Real simple. Real simple song. I'm gonna show it to you. You ready? You ready? Here we go. All you gotta do is say like this.
Oh, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. So glad I'm saved, I'm saved, yeah. I'm saved, I'm saved.
Y'all got it already, come on.
So glad I'm saved.
Let me hear you say it.
I'm saved.
Your hands and wave your hands to the Lord. Tell them I'm saved.
So glad.
Ooh.
So glad.
Let me tell you why.
When I was living in a world of sin, He came along and He took me in. This song.
Yes.
I remember when it saved my soul. It was many years ago. Can I say one more time, y'all?
Yes, sing it, sing it.
I remember like it was yesterday. He washed all my sins away.
Tell them what happened to you.
Oh,
saved. Oh, praise.
But there's a song I want everybody to get into it. Young people, y'all can join us if you can. So watch me. Y'all got to help me. Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this. That's it. We're going to have a good old church. Can I hear a little guitar? A little guitar, please. Come on.
Hey.
A little bass, please.
I am a big man.
He's my your mind.
Fresh Fire Friday. We had announcements already, but we have some mighty things about to happen. Not the following week, but the week after, we're going to do a trial, but we believe we're going to push forward through to it. God has just blessed us with enough time and the ability and the will to do this. So every day we just trying to get a time slot right now, but from Monday to Friday evening, Wednesday you'll still have our Power Praise, Sunday you'll still have MCI Ministry service live. Dr. Callan, the one and only Dr. Callan McNeil, is going to be live. She did it Wednesday, did an awesome job. I sat there, watched her, and it was like being at service. It was like being in the church, but the church came out of her, and the anointing came out of her, and the Holy Spirit came out of her and just filled the room. It wasn't even about the building. It was just about the Lord coming out, the power coming out, the wisdom and understanding of Christ coming out, like she was feeding us. It was just like being at a dinner table, just sitting there gobbling it up, because it was real. And it was the anointed Spirit of God that pursued. It just came in a way that only God can give it. It was just holiness. It was just pure holiness. It was sanctified. It was just holy. It was beautiful. So saying that what I'm about to say, that you won't miss that. That still will go forward. Those mighty things will go forward, and whatever else God lays on our heart. But God has laid on my heart every day. I'm just trying to get a time slot. I will be doing 2 to 3 hours of praise and worship, inspirational music. We're trying to get it to the point where people can call in. We're going to try to have T-shirts and mugs. We're going to have gospel trivia. We're going to have fellowship. We're going to have fun. We're going to bring the kingdom down. We're going to shake the earth with the things of God, with the spiritual things of God. We're going to broadcast His worship. We're going to broadcast His praise. We're going to have guest speakers. I mean, we're just going to have a good old time. We're not going to allow this corona, and none of this stuff is going to stop the work of the Lord. God is the only one can stop this work, and I am so overjoyed to be able to sit in the studio and praise and worship God all day for 3 to 4 hours, not counting what I do on my own. But this is like, I am rejoicing that God is allowing me and trusting me to be in position to send out praise and worship to His people, those who can't get to a church building, those who can't get out, those who may be just confined to their homes or wherever you may be at. Don't worry. The word will come forth to you. Your praise will come forth. Anointed word. Anointed praise, in which we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. So put these things in your spirit. Be prepared. Be ready to give God praise. Bust loose in the name of Jesus. Have fun with it. We're going to, listen, when I say we're going to have fun, we're going to have fun, but we're going to get an honor to God. We're going to bless those saved or unsaved. We're going to have something for everybody. And prayerfully, that those are not saved, that this ministry will be the thing that lead them to Christ and let Christ do the work. And if he is saved, please tune in. And have a Holy Ghost good time with us on a daily basis, not just 1 and 2 days, but on a daily basis. When you can't get your normal radio station, when you can't get no praise music, believe me, we're going to be on, and we're going to give God the glory and honor in this thing here. God, listen, I want the heavens to be overjoyed and rejoicing. I want the angels to be praising God because what we're doing here. This is a work unto Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Please tell somebody else about it. Please, if you know somebody who's trying to get some praise and worship on a daily basis and just can't, if you're in the car, in the gym, tune in. 319-527-6060. Listen, we're doing this unto God, and we're honored to do it for you. Amen. So with that being said, I just want to say for us to remember Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will what fear no evil. Verse 4 say, because thou art with me. Remember, God is with us, good times and bad times. Fear not nothing. The Lord of the Most High God, the creator of the moon and the stars, the author and the finisher of our lives as well as our faith, he got you. Amen. So rejoice in the joy and the things of the Lord. Amen. Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for the Holy Ghost power. We thank you for the inspiration that you're pouring upon your people. We thank you for the spiritual desires to serve you, God, to serve you humbly, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move throughout this country, Father. Bless the leaders. Touch the hearts of each and every leader, each and every city, each and every country. Lay your grace and mercy upon their heart, Father. Give them wisdom. Give them insight on the things that you want them to do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this thing blow over, and let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us remember that it was the Lord who kept us in his perfect peace. It was the Lord who kept us in his perfect care. It is the Lord who will keep us even to the end of time. So we thank you, Father. Bless our children. Bless our grandchildren. Bless our neighbors. Bless our friends. Bless anybody who's asked us to pray for them, Father. You know the names and you know the need. So let us not forget anyone when we pray, when we raise holy hands, and we raise fiery hands, and when we raise the word of God. Let us not forget anyone. Let us be in tune with the spirit of those who need Christ. Let us be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Let us be in tune with God on a daily basis. We are here to serve, and we thank you, God, for choosing us for this day you have made. In Jesus' name, don't go nowhere. We're going to close with a song. Amen. We love you, Lord, and let your light continue to shine upon this ministry and upon this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes.
I need you, oh, cause you are who you are, and you do what you do, mighty, mighty, Lord, you like me, illuminate me. Let your light shine on me. I love you. Ooh. Cause you are who you are. are, and you do what you do. Only, only, Lord, you own me. Paid for by your blood of mine. Let your light shine on me.
God bless and good night.